Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers, how can we cultivate gratitude in our homeschools? Guest Anna Willis of They Call Me Blessed is joining me this week to share some great ideas. But first, I'd like to thank Sony Pictures, Sony Pictures Animation, along with Affirm Films for sponsoring this week's podcast. You'll hear more from them in a bit. If you have early elementary students, I think they would enjoy my monthly Grammar Galaxy calendars. The daily missions keep language arts skills strong and are perfect to use during morning time. You'll receive seasonal reading assignments, information about children's authors who were born that month, writing prompts, and online game links for teaching spelling, vocabulary, and grammar, all free. To subscribe, go to grammargalaxybooks.com/calendars. The teaching tip of the week is to plan unit studies over the holidays. Doing special studies of Thanksgiving and Christmas has been one of my children's and my favorite parts of homeschooling. By this time of year, we are needing to shift gears, have fun, and make some memories. The Konos units we have done are fabulous, but there are so many options today. Check the show notes for ideas at homeschoolsanity.com/cultivategratitude. During my regular Facebook show on Tuesday, 4 Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, 1 Pacific, at the Psycho with 6 Homeschool Sanity page, I'll give you an inside look at a unique Christmas unit study we'll be using this year. Now this message from Sony Pictures.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas, told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, in theaters November 17th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
This week's topic is developing gratitude in our children's hearts. I asked my friend, Anna Willis, to join me and give us some tips.
Anna, I am so thrilled that you are taking the time to join me on the Homeschool Sanity Show. And I know you pretty well, but my listeners might not. So I was hoping that you could introduce yourself to my listeners and also tell us about your family.
Hey, Melanie, I am super excited to be here. Okay, so for those who don't know me, my name is Anna Willis, and I am a homeschool mom of three. I am a former missionary and a pastor, and I have a blog that is focused on encouraging, empowering, and equipping moms, especially homeschool moms, so they can be everything that they were created to be. So I'm very passionate about ministering to women, and I think that this is what I do best. Like, I really love to encourage moms. It's a gift and it's a privilege.
That is wonderful. I know you've been a huge encouragement to me personally. Anna, what I ask most of my guests is, how did you decide to start homeschooling?
Well, that's a good question, Melanie. I always wanted a homeschool since Benjamin was 9 months old. We were living in Jerusalem at that time, and there was a great homeschooling community. Some of the moms were part of our church, and I remember just carrying Ben around at 9 months old into all the homeschool meetings that they did, and just loving what I saw, you know, the sense of community coming together and teaching their children, and just the unconditional love that the moms had to just pour so much into educating their children and do it in God's way. So that was very attracting to me. But I didn't start homeschooling until Ben was four, actually, because we were pastors, we were working full time. And then at age four, we put him in a public school right after we moved to Canada. And our experience was not good at all. It was very frustrating. I felt like the teacher was always complaining about his behavior, and basically his bad behavior was being too energetic. He's a boy, you know, as a boy, I think it's pretty normal when you are in a very exciting atmosphere with a lot of stimulation in a kindergarten room, you know, and toys everywhere and puzzles everywhere and Legos and all kinds of things. I think it's pretty normal that a kid is, he just wants to play and he wants to have fun, right? Mm-hmm. But we kind of, after a year, we got frustrated and we felt like, you know, there was only like complainings about his behavior. We know that he's a sweetheart and you know him now. And I just felt like, you know, this is just not healthy. This is just not positive. And he was feeling the stress of it. So, in that time, we had Creation Ministry coming and ministering at our church. And what they share about the educational system really spoke to my heart. And the way that, you know, we were called to teach our children the Word of God when you sit by the house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you, you know, when you wake up. And, you know, and I already had that in my heart. So that night for us, it was the night that Ryan and I looked at each other and said, we need to pull him out of school. We need to homeschool him. Mm-hmm. And we did. And at that time, I had a newborn baby and I had a toddler. And I was still working as a pastor. And Ryan was working, but we were able to take turns teaching our kids at home. So basically, that's how the story began.
Hmm. Well, that's really neat. I don't think I had heard that before. So that was interesting for me. And I think it's always so interesting to hear how people began their homeschooling journey. Okay, so Anna, we are talking today about how we can cultivate an attitude of gratitude in our homes and our homeschools. And I know as a Canadian, you have already celebrated Thanksgiving. Here in the U.S., we are still preparing, as we record, preparing for our Thanksgiving. And so I would like for you to speak to why Thanksgiving matters. Why does it even matter that we encourage our kids to be grateful?
Well, Thanksgiving, I believe with all my heart that is the key to enter the joy of the Lord. I think Thanksgiving is huge. Like you said, the attitude of gratitude changes everything. It changes the atmosphere in your home. It changes the way that you see things. It changes the way that you think even about yourself. You know, when you have a grateful heart, you have a heart. When you have a grateful heart, your heart has no space for grief or for jealousy or for envy, you know, because when you're grateful, you're content. You're content with what you have. You're content with your circumstances. Even when they are not great, even when they are not good, you still can see good in the situation if you do cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And I think, Melanie, that gratitude and Thanksgiving need to start with the parents if they ever want to teach to their kids, because your kids are not going to have something that you don't have to give them. They're not going to learn something that you're not modeling to them. So I think that Thanksgiving is huge. And I think that in this world where kids are so entitled to have what they want when they want, we as parents should be putting attention, full focus on teaching them the skill of gratitude, because this is something that you exercise. This is something that you learn to do it, and you can grow on it.
Mm. I love that. There were so many things that you said in there that I absolutely love, like kids won't have something you don't have, and
That's right. That
we should teach gratitude as a skill. So can we talk more about that? What do you mean by that?
Okay, so every day I believe that we should start our day with gratitude, right? So even as I get together for homeschool with my kids, we always start by talking about what we are thankful for. We always thank God first for what we have, and you know, we thank God that, you know, Dad has a job and that we have a home and that we have food in our table, and then we pray for the needs of those who don't have the things that we have. And I think that that's a beginning, you know, that as parents, and we know that as parents we should be discipling our kids, and for me homeschooling is discipleship 100%. We should be always reminding our kids why they should be thankful, why they should be grateful, why they should be content. So it's an ongoing thing. It's a daily thing. It's not just bound to Thanksgiving season. Like I said, we had our Thanksgiving here, but because I lived in the States for so many years and my parents are Americans, we always celebrate both.
Okay.
And it's always a time for us, you know, it's actually a big time because it starts for us, not even with the Canadian Thanksgiving. I'm going to go back a little bit and explain why. But I come from a Messianic Jewish family. I was the first believer coming from a Jewish background, a first believer in my family. So we do celebrate the biblical feast. And at the beginning of September also, we had the Feast of Tabernacles. And this is when God celebrates the harvest. So for us, that whole period, what we call the High Holidays in the biblical calendar, you know, which is right after the Day of Atonement, you know, which is basically, it's celebrating and focusing on Jesus died on the cross for our sins, into stepping into the Feast of Tabernacles a week later, where it's symbolic of the millennium, where we're going to have our great feast with Jesus, and we're going to celebrate the harvest. We're going to celebrate God's provision. So for us, it's always like a season of 2 months where every single day we're focused on that. But we don't let it die, because right after that, you got Christmas. And again, you're focused on gratitude and thanksgiving, because God so loved the world that he sent his only son to die on the cross for us. So whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And there's always a theme. There's always something that you should be, you know, just focusing on being grateful for. So I think that that's something that we can use and model. And if you look at the Bible, you know, when God talks about the biblical feast and even the Sabbath, he said, you shall do this to teach the next generation. And, you know, so you always have these opportunities to say, hey, we are very thankful for what God has done in the past, and remind of the kids, read from the Bible stories. But then, hey, we're so thankful for what God is doing right now and what he's about to do in the future. So it's an ongoing thing.
Mm. I love that, too. I had never thought about the fact that feasts are portrayed in scripture as a way of teaching the next generation. I love And I love that you have such a long Thanksgiving holiday celebration. Thanksgiving has become my favorite holiday after having kids and just gathering at the table and being so unbelievably grateful for God's work in our family. And I just love that. I don't know if you know of any information for those of us from a strictly Christian background on the Feast of Tabernacles and kind of drawing that symbolism of the great feast that we can look forward to with Jesus. I had never really heard of that either. I don't know if you have any resources or you could look for some. Do you?
I do. In fact, I actually taught on understanding Israel and the Jewish culture for 12 years, Melanie.
Wow.
And I have I have developed my own teaching material, but we taught in so many countries and all over the States for 12 years. And it's something that I'm very passionate about, it because the we see in the Bible and even the Sabbath, it's all about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's all about fulfilling messianic prophecies, and even the messianic prophecy of Jesus' return. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see like the Feast of Trumpets, right, when we celebrate the Day of Atonement, you know, there's so much symbolism in it, because You know, the New Testament says that we will hear the sound of the trumpet when he comes back. And the Feast of Trumpet is all about sounding the shofar. And the shofar is always to announce either a battle or the coming of the king. So we know that we're going to have a last battle. And we know that at the future. But we're also going to have the sounding of the shofar for the coming of the great king. And that day, we're going to meet him in the air, you know, and we're going to go to heaven. And we're going to celebrate the great wedding feast when the bridegroom will come for his bride. And that's just such an exciting thing. So I love teaching about it. I've been actually contemplating the idea of doing a course for Christians, because this is such a strong thing in my heart that they will fully understand scriptures with a bit of understanding of the Jewish background, because every single one of the authors of the Old and the New Testament, with the exception of Luke, were Jewish. Luke was actually converted to Judaism, but he was a Gentile, but he did convert to Judaism, which is very interesting. So when they write through the Jewish perspective, which is very hard for us to grasp in our culture today. So we end up missing a lot of things, but there's just so many wonderful things there to learn about it. It's very exciting.
It is. And I think it can make it so much richer. I know I have seen a presentation on Christ in the Passover, and that was incredible. So I love your perspective on seeing Christ in the Feast of Tabernacles as well. So that's wonderful. So I know that you, Anna, have created some tools that homeschooling families and other families can use to help them to cultivate gratitude in their families. Can you tell us about those?
Sure. I think about a month ago, as we were celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles and celebrating Thanksgiving here in Canada, I decided to put a few scriptures together, 30 scriptures to be exact. And I decided I wanted to every day do that with my family, either at dinner time or at the beginning of our homeschool. We wanted to go through these scriptures. And I ended up writing like little prompts, like prayer prompts in each card and with a scripture. And one of us would just pick a card and then we'll read the prompt, and then the kids could either write about it or we could just pray about it. And I thought, like, oh, how neat. I can see other families using that. So I created the Thanksgiving jar with the 30 printable cards where people can just, they can just download it on my blog. It's free and they can cut the cards. They're beautifully done. They have beautiful kind of fall flavor, you know, to it. And it's really a powerful printable. It's been a powerful resource, and I've been getting great feedback from the families, you know, who just writing back to me and says, oh, this is making such a big difference for us as a family. And I have to say that it's making a big difference in my own family too, because I see my kids a lot more content these days that we've been doing the gratitude jar every day. And then also, because of the feedback that I got from the moms, and I am a lover of Bible studies, I decided to, you know, create a little Bible journaling printable as well that goes perfect, like hand in hand with a Thanksgiving jar with the same theme. And it's like 4 pages printable, and it has like 43 different graphics to be used in your Bible. So you can go through each and every one of those 30 scriptures and Bible, do some Bible journaling at the same time. So yeah, I'm excited about this because I've been getting like thousands of page views and hundreds of downloads every day, which is super excited.
That is wonderful, especially because you know that people are using these to give gratitude to the Lord who is worthy of that gratitude. That is wonderful. Oh, Anna, where can we find out more about you? I know you have your blog, theycallmeblessed.org, and I will put links to both of those tools that Anna had mentioned in the show notes for this episode. But I know that you also do some incredible online videos on Facebook in particular. And can you tell us where we could find you for those?
Sure. Okay. So you can find me at any social media under Anna Willis, A-N-A-W-I-L-L-I-S. So it's Anna with one N, like Princess Anna. But on Facebook in particular, I am on facebook.com/theycallmeblastblog. And it's easy, just, you know, even if you just go to the search bar on Facebook, just type They Call Me Blast and you're going to find me there. And feel free to contact me, message me. I absolutely love meeting new moms. We also have a community called Blast Homeschool Moms and on Facebook, and we have another community on Facebook called Bible Journaling, where we talk about Bible journaling and studying the Bible and all of those great things.
That is fantastic. And I know you will definitely call yourself blessed if you find Anna at those places, and I will put the links in the show notes, so no worries about trying to write all of that down, because I have been, as I mentioned, so blessed to call her a friend and to have her encouragement, and she is so happy to pray for you as well, as am I. So as you head into this season of Thanksgiving, if there is something in your heart that is keeping you from expressing gratitude, we would consider it a privilege to pray for you. So please let me know, comment in the show notes, or you can email me at psychowith6@gmail.com. Well, Anna, this was a privilege to talk with you a bit about cultivating gratitude. I love your ideas. And I think that you could even do more with these ideas. I'm excited about turning my Thanksgiving celebration into more of a teaching opportunity, and to have my kids consider that our feast together as a family is symbolic of the great feast with Jesus that we are looking forward to.
It is.
Yes, I know. So thank you.
That's so exciting. You know what? It's really interesting because the Bible says that God created the stars in the sky as signs for the appointed feast, right? For what we call the Moedim, the appointed feast. And that word Moed, actually, it actually means rehearsal.
Wow.
So when we are celebrating those feasts, we are rehearsing for that. You got right on that point. It's really exciting.
Oh, that really, really is. Well, I love it. So thank you, Anna, for joining us and blessing us as you have.
You're welcome, Melanie. Thanks for having me.
Anna and I could have kept talking on this topic for hours. After the recording, she mentioned her family's tradition with respect to Christmas. They de-emphasize gift giving, with each child receiving just one gift, and focus on serving others over the holidays. It's a very countercultural approach that's inspiring. I have another tip for you as well. Record God's faithfulness in your family in journal format or with an answered prayer list. Reading about His goodness to you on Thanksgiving is a fantastic idea. But you could repeat this tradition every month. Ask your children to contribute to the answered prayers or faithfulness list, and they'll be more aware of all they have to be grateful for. Speaking of gratitude, I am so grateful for you, my listeners. Your encouragement means so much to me. It is such a privilege to talk with you each week. Thanks again also to Sony Pictures for their sponsorship. Find the show notes for this episode at homeschoolsanity.com/cultivategratitude. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.